We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there, welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I am Ty Windisch. I am joined, as always, by the brilliant Rohan Kadi. I had to cheer up Rohan a little bit because there's a little potential negativity in this pod topic. But Rohan, how's it going?
I could be better. Okay. Could be better based on what we're going to do here. There's potential for it to be better, but we'll get into this.
Yeah, just an interesting situation the Bucks find themselves in. Hopefully not, but potentially another one of these, something is reported is happening for the Bucks, and then maybe it doesn't.
Oh, why'd you have to say that?
I'm sorry, it's a trend. It keeps happening. So
no, it's happened one time.
What's happened
two
twice?
Times?
Bogdan, yeah. And Miles Powell, and wasn't there?
Oh, three times.
One? What was the other?
EJ Montgomery.
And EJ Montgomery. See? Okay, it's
okay.
A trend.
Okay,
so
it might be a trend.
What day was it where Austin Rivers was reported to be planning
Sunday
on signing with the Milwaukee Bucks? So on Sunday, was that Shams?
Yes.
Shams Charania of The Athletic reports that Austin Rivers is expected to sign with the Bucks when he clears waivers.
I think he reported that they are the front runners.
Oh, they're the front. Excuse me. They're the front runners.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I did not say that, but I'm glad for the clarification. They're the front runners of signing Austin Rivers. And after that report, we hear nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nada. That was Tuesday. We're recording this Tuesday evening, about 5:20 Central. No news on Austin Rivers signing with the Bucks or any other team. But we did get some news, just not about that particular point guard and the Bucks. On Monday at 4:14 p.m. He did it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Adrian Wojnarowski tweets, free agent guard Jeff Teague is signing with Milwaukee. Sources tell ESPN. And then he says, this is a former Budenholzer player. That's a whole different can of worms we'll get to in a second. I think we agreed pretty unanimously, Rivers over Teague. The Bucks do have two roster spots. They could be signing both, but
could get a third if they cut a certain someone.
Yeah, if a certain someone is really sent out into the void after basically being there his entire Bucks tenure. But two roster spots as of right now. Two point guards supposedly signing with the Bucks. Zero announced signings so far. What are your thoughts on what's going on, Rohan?
Well, I think Jeff Teague is going to be a Buck. Let's say that.
Yes.
I don't think that deal is really going to fall through. He was waived over the weekend, so he technically could sign yesterday, which is when the deal was announced. We have no official signing of that per se. Maybe, actually, they're on a West Coast road trip, so I can't even say maybe they're waiting for him to, you know, sign, or maybe he's in health and safety protocols, stuff like that, joining the team. Yeah, so Jeff Teague is, he's a Buck, I guess.
Yeah.
I am not a fan.
See, I'm waffling. I'm waffling here. I'm going full breakfast aisle. This is the first season where he's been very bad at shooting twos. And I think that's the biggest kind of area of concern with Jeff Teague, is like he's not hitting any shots within the arc, which is pretty similar to the DJ Augustine issue, which is, you know, was a problem. I still think Teague on the minimum, even if he is roughly equivalent to Augustine, isn't nearly as bad as the Augustine situation, because DJ Augustine was very much not on a minimum. But you look at the last 5 years before this one, 45% from two, 45% from two, 47, 47, 45. So it's not like this has been a long downward trend where he just couldn't hit any shots. And now this season, he's happened to hit some threes in a very small sample, currently shooting 46.4% from deep, career average just under 36%. So we're not expecting...
on less than two attempts a game.
Yeah, 1.6 attempts per game. I mean, let's pull up the totals. He's literally made 26 threes this season. So not
and they've all been against Milwaukee.
Damn near. It's not the kind of sample you typically buy into to extrapolate long-term results, or even just the rest of this season and postseason results. So I think probably at the end of the day, he's going to finish shooting twos better than he has and threes worse than he has. A much better distributor over the course of his career than Austin Rivers. This season with Boston, not so much. But usually when he plays real minutes, around five assists per game, there's some upside. That said, the Celtics fans hate this guy.
Yeah, I don't put any stock usually in what Celtics fans have to say whatsoever. Is saying for good reason to mean?
No.
Okay, for good reason. No. This one might be understandable. Like in the sparse minutes I've seen of him with the Celtics, not against Milwaukee, it's not been great. Yeah. He does not know what he's doing realistically on the defensive end. Maybe that's just a scheme in future college coach Brad Stevens' system. Don't throw stones from a glass house. I'm really telling on myself here. It's been just overall, it's not been great for Jeff Teague in Boston. I guess we could really hope and say, oh, Jeff Teague being reunited with Coach Budenholzer, where he had his best years of his career with Bud in Atlanta, That'll be good. When has that worked out, Ty? Did Kyle Korver just turn into the greatest player of all time when he was with the Bucks? No. That said, would I rather have Jeff Teague or Kyle Korver if we're picking former Hawks players? Probably Jeff Teague.
What's Damari Carroll up to?
That's a good question. Probably nothing.
Yeah. I think I'll take Teague there too. So I guess... we need to segue into Teague versus Rivers soon, because I feel like that's the most important or the more important conversation. All along, since they opened up the second roster spot, my take has been it's actually smarter if they do just go get two point guards and see, like, try to just take two swings at this thing, right? Like, they need a backup point guard. To me, that's the only glaring issue of need on the roster. I don't see anybody else out there who's going to make a real difference. Like, nobody who's available to me as a wing is going to crack the wing rotation. The big guys, when they're all healthy, I just don't see a lot of minutes there anyway. So I think Diakite is fine, given that usually you're going to have Brook Lopez, Giannis, PJ Tucker, etc., all playing there, and maybe Thanasis, who knows. So I was fine with getting two point guards. Rivers was the one I wanted more, even though maybe not as good of a distributor. Just would be nice to have another guy you can kind of switch and defend ones, twos, maybe even threes. Got a little bit of size, just an all-around solid NBA player, which is usually a good baseline for a buyout guy. If you can add one of those for free.
He's also a heat check guy.
Also,
he's someone who's actually capable of scoring in bunches. If Jeff Teague is going on a run by himself, it's because you've lost.
Or he's playing the Bucks somehow in practice. Yes. He's going to be a monster in practice.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But like, I will say there's still a chance that Austin Rivers signs.
So let's get here. This is what matters. So all these nice things I've said about Teague and that I think he's going to look better than he did in Boston. I mean, Fournier shows up and immediately shoots 0 for 10. It's just not a good place to play for NBA players. They're too busy running offense for Marcus Smart. I want Austin Rivers more. And if they somehow lost Rivers or, God forbid, chose Teague over Rivers, especially if it's because of said Budenholzer connection, then I'm in agony now. I'm suffering. I'm not pleased. If they sign both, fine. Like, I don't see if one of the guys demands minutes because he hasn't been playing well and the other guy's a better fit, send him to wherever Kurux is. Who cares? He's a buyout guy.
I think Kurux is with the team.
Well, we don't really see him.
Yeah, he was on the bench for the Clippers.
We'll send him to that part of the bench, is what I mean. Yes. Rohan. It doesn't matter. That player has no leverage. That player is not part of your future plans. Just poof, goodbye. Who cares? I don't see that part as a concern, but if you're passing on Rivers just to go get Teague, that's where I can start to get very concerned very quickly.
Yes, exactly. I feel like our entire perspective of this signing is based on whether they have another signing or not.
Yeah,
I completely agree. If they get Austin Rivers, sure, this is fine. It gives you another option. Maybe you can resurrect some sort of life from Jeff Teague at this point of his career. Maybe the chance to play for a good team is actually
maybe knowing a little bit more of Budenholzer coming in will actually. I mean, there's something there. I don't think that idea in itself is offensive and bad, but I think making the choice strictly on that would be very.
He's not going to be All-Star Jeff Teague again.
No.
Under Budenholzer, that's not happening whatsoever. That player
didn't really exist and was a manufacturing of the team, but still, yes.
Yes, it technically did happen. Jeff Teague was an All-Star.
I had to look to check. Even though I knew it, I had to look to check.
14, all of them made it, right?
I don't think all of them. I think 4 of them made it.
It was Horford.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Schroeder, Korver,
and Teague.
And Teague.
Wait.
No, we said
no. Schroeder didn't make it. Schroeder didn't.
Yeah, Schroeder didn't make it.
Horford, Millsap, Teague.
Corbin. Yes, Millsap. That's who I was.
I don't
missing.
Think Carroll made it.
No, he did not.
But their starting also, 5 was Player of the Month once.
It was. Damari Carroll also is out of the league.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I hate that I had to look that up. But
played 9 games as a center last year. The Rockets are just obsessed with.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Ty again, this time to talk to you about hosting your own podcast with our distributor, Blue Wire Pods. And there's no better place to host than Blue Wire Hustle. Hustle is created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you will receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So if you're ready to do more than just listening to us talk about the Bucks, then make your voice heard in Hustle. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check the description box in this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join. Well, I digress. Okay, with Teague.
Yes. It could be good. I will say there is potential for upside. I feel like we're in this little waiting period that we were in back in December with Giannis, given much, 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 much lower stakes here, whether they're going to sign Austin Rivers or not to validate a Jeff Teague signing versus signing Giannis and your franchise to a Supermax, basically. Different levels, just a little bit. But I feel like we're in that same sort of waiting game, aren't we? It's like, oh, technically Austin Rivers can sign with the Bucks. Oh, technically Giannis is eligible to sign the Supermax. Why hasn't anything happened yet? At every waiting day, it's like, when is this going to happen? Is something else happening? We just need to wait. We realistically just need to wait. But again, this might... Yeah, no, waiting is hard. Patience is dumb. This could also be why we haven't had an official Jeff Teague sign, right? Yep. They're waiting for something.
Yeah, or just to get all in the same room. Who knows? It's certainly strange. Again, if they lose out on Rivers to get Teague, then suddenly,
that's rough.
Yeah, that's bad. And I think, you know, if they lose him because Rivers changes his mind, that's whatever. I would be stunned if that was the case. If he changes his mind because they're also bringing in Teague, I don't know. It's rough, but. I mean, now we're just getting way too deep in hypotheticals. That
yes,
probably
there was communication obviously beforehand. Actually, no, wait, no, they didn't
That's
do anything.
Tampering. That's tampering.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Yeah. Shouts to Andre Drummond. just completely nothing on Andre Drummond. By the way, yeah, it's great.
What do you mean nothing on Andre Drummond?
No, like where's their second round pick gone?
He was well, because the Cavs sent him away, so it's fine apparently.
It's not.
I don't get
whatever.
The rules. I don't get the. Yeah, I don't get the tampering rules are fake.
Not when it's the Bucks.
Yeah, except for when Milwaukee is talking to zero-time All-Star Bogdan Bogdanovic. I don't even know how much more I have to add.
Or talking to their own player in Giannis.
Also that. I don't know how much I have to add on this specific situation. I agree with you. I think Teague could work. I'm not banking on it. He didn't leave a terrible team, but he didn't leave a contender, I guess, is the best way to put it.
He left a bad team, Ty. What are we talking about?
Under 500, right?
Yep. We're talking the Orlando Magic, right? Oh, we're talking an even worse team. Okay.
Oh! No, that's not true. The Magic.
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
I want Rivers really bad, though. And I'm starting to get upset. And I know I shouldn't. I guess, would this be the opposite of counting your chickens before they hatch? Cracking your eggs. I don't know what I'm going with
there, cracking your eggs post laid eggs.
that failed the launch, but we might be upset for no reason, but I'm just starting to get nervous, you know. It's like I'm kind of feeling the same way with I am as the Drew extension. Like, is this getting done or what? Like, I know we hadn't mentioned it, you talked about the Giannis thing, that's the one that's on my mind. As well as Drew plays, it feels like in every game, it just like, I almost can't 100% enjoy great Drew moments right now. Cause I'm like, yeah, he still hasn't signed the paper though. He needs to sign that paper. Wait, that it's gotta happen.
My horse stock depends on it.
Yeah. All of our horse stock. I might dump on the next stock exchange if he hasn't signed yet. Cause I mean, again, it's like the honest thing. It's not like we have a necessarily a logical reason to be concerned. But it's still going to be. If you were fans of the Milwaukee Bucks, we're not used to assuming the best.
Yeah, I'm doing quick research here. Who's Drew Holiday's agent?
Oh boy, this I think it's not a bad scenario for the Bucks.
No, Jason Gluchon of Gluchon Sports Management. I'm just trying to see because they're on a West Coast road trip. It reminds me of last time the Bucks went to LA with a player eligible for contract extension.
Did Bled get extended in LA?
He did.
Oh, look at you. What a great pull of info that was.
So these guys are also based in California. So they do have some time in LA here. Maybe something gets done.
Fly out there, John Horst. Get it done. Ton of time before games.
You don't even need to fly. You can just send documents.
DocuSign it.
Yeah. Do you think that's how contract extensions get done now?
Probably from the box.
I think they fax them. Fax machines are a thing, right?
You gotta acquire Kyle Korver and then trade him so you can get one of those and then you can extend someone.
Yeah, because I think technically the league office needs things faxed to them for some reason.
I feel like that's a lot of business and I don't understand it. And I'm not going to pretend like I have any understanding of enough business to why we need to do that. But yeah, email seems fine with me. But
yeah, but also we should say like maybe the front office, we're talking about all these things that need to get done. Maybe they're just busy.
I guess. I mean, the Drew thing has been, there's not that much.
The Drew thing is tough. I will say the Drew thing is tough because there's potential for like actual, how much money is this?
I wouldn't go back and forth that much if I'm the Bucks at this point.
Realistically, yeah, but
if you can,
you also have two players already on near max contracts.
I know, but you know,
this is the Bucks, Ty. Do you understand what I'm saying?
This is the team that pays out the wazoo for everyone, though, and then just
do you understand what I'm saying, Ty?
No, I understand what you're saying. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but the deal wouldn't—they'd have room to move stuff around if they had to.
They would not have nearly as much room as they would want. I'll say that.
Well, yeah, that's fair. But this is also, I mean, the flip side of the cheap Bucks is like, if they don't trade a guy to avoid paying him, they pay him a ton. I mean, like Tony Snell, 8-figure deal. Miles Plumlee,
yes, there we go. 8-figure
deal. Like everybody on the team has gotten a bag at some point. Pat Connaughton, that one wasn't as bad as Plumlee at all. But I don't know. You can't pay all these guys and then obviously not Brogdon, but then not Drew. I mean, I think there can't be that much negotiating. I mean, there can be some, but like you can't lose him. If you lose him, oh man. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Last topic of this podcast is we talk about buyout signings. The Bucks hopefully doing two, at least Rivers hopefully doing that one specifically. Do you think the buyout market is broken? This is a hot topic these days. The rich get richer. The big market teams add Blake, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Andre Drummond. What can we do about this, Rohan? Do we need to do anything about this?
I think it's a little overblown.
It's a little overblown, but I don't think it's ideal as it is either.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not ideal, especially when you're having players just sort of be like, yeah, I'm going home. Just call me when I'm waived.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing.
Let me know how much I have to give back to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's also a very rare occurrence.
Yeah,
it's different this year because we have like multiple players doing that. We have Blake Griffin, you have LaMarcus Aldridge, you have Andre Drummond. It's rare for like quote unquote good players to be on bad teams in that respect. You know, and especially because it might be ideal for the franchise. Do you think Cleveland wants to have to play Andre Drummond or would they rather play Jared Allen?
And I think that's the crux of it is, and why it's not ultimately, I think, a big enough deal to actually do something about it. Like if the players were quite good, somebody would trade for them and not let them
exactly
buyout market. That's or the teams just wouldn't want to give them up. And I think like useful players hit the buyout market for sure, but I mean, Blake was not doing anything for that Pistons team. Drummond had just voluntarily went to exile for the Cavs. LaMarcus, same deal. And I think they've been a little better since they did that. So I do think at a certain point, I don't know what you could realistically do about it because I don't think you should legislate teams from not getting rid of older players who they don't have interest in playing. And I don't think you should like limit where those, I mean, what are you going to force a guy into retirement because he gets bought out? Like, that doesn't exactly seem fair. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems broken when you get all these names, but like,
yeah, exactly. It's names.
Yeah. I mean, I think Drummond for all the criticisms is still like an effective player. I think him hitting buyout is a little wild.
He's the best one.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah. I don't think Blake and LaMarcus move the needle, and
no,
I don't know.
They don't like, they don't move the needle realistically, especially for that Brooklyn team. Cause they're the same. They're going to have the same role on that team. Yeah. Like, if anything, they're going to cannibalize each other's minutes.
Or Jeff Green, who's probably playing better this season than
Jeff. Yeah, honestly, Jeff Green has been better than those two, especially on that team where they already have three creators who should have the ball more than Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. If anything, these, like, if you want to take a positive from this as a Bucks fan, if you want to say, oh, if LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be handling the ball at any point against this team, against this Bucks team, this Bucks defense, that's a win. Yeah. That's a win because you take the ball out of Kevin Durant's hands, out of Kyrie Irving's hands, out of James Harden's hands. Like, yeah, LaMarcus, do your thing. That's good.
It's also a win every time he plays a single possession on defense.
For sure.
Which I think that's did the you
see,
same for Blake.
Did you see his quote that he had? He was quoted in his introductory press thing with the Brooklyn Nets, and he was asked what he's bringing to this team. He says his defensive IQ, his switchability on defense.
His switchability?
Yeah. This is LaMarcus Aldridge.
Now, that's a take.
That's not a take. That's wrong.
Yeah. Well, a take.
Unless you're saying you're bringing negatives to the team. Like, what are you bringing to this team? I'm bringing a lack of ability to switch. I'm bringing a low defensive IQ.
I think they must just be trolling now. I mean, Steve Nash earlier in the season, instead of saying they're bad defensively, would just say they're not defensively inclined. I guess now they're going to go the other way and just like lie. And you know what? Why not? It's, if any team was ever going to prove defense is for nerds, it's this Nets team.
Yeah, he says his defensive IQ, ability to switch, and communication. I can't speak to his communication, but I can speak to his ability to switch and the fact that they, like the Spurs, they had to run extreme drop coverage on him because of him, I should say, during his tenure with the Spurs. And they sort of had to build a defensive scheme around his weaknesses and his lack of ability to switch.
Yeah.
So if this is the result of the buyout market, that's fine.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is it's like the same issue as free agency. Some teams are always going to be more attractive for various reasons.
That's just how it works.
You can't legislate out of it. I mean, like, you know, the Bucks maybe don't get the premier guys, but you do see some quality players signing for vet minimum to play with Giannis and chase a title. That's just how things are going to work. There's going to be players available to you in those positions that aren't to other teams. And it helps if you're a contender and in a big market, of course. But I don't know. I just think there's nothing you can really do about it. And it's not going to swing things to that extent. So
no, it's really not. Like, maybe Drummond is he's an anomaly in that situation.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
he's the best player to hit buyout in recent years. And like, he's not going to see the floor in the finals. Like, in crunch time, I should say.
Yeah.
In crunch time of an NBA finals game, Anthony Davis is playing center and Andre Drummond is not on the court. So, like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's Andre Drummond. Like, he's a good player. He's been a good player. It's Andre Drummond. And he's the best guy.
Yeah, probably. Like,
who
ever
cares?
Yeah. Yeah, you won me over. I don't care at all. But I do care about Austin Rivers.
Please, yes, sign. Austin, please.
Please, Austin.
We're begging you, hop on the Eurostep when you sign. Announce your signing on the Eurostep.
Hit
iconic.
We'll make time.
Yes, that was nice. Yeah, do we have anything else for this little buyout episode here?
I think that's it. Let's get, I guess, both of these point guards in. Yay.
Yes. Yes. Maybe the Jeff Teague signing has been announced because Austin Rivers is sort of like, hey, what's going on here? And they're holding off on it. I'm putting the full tinfoil hat on.
Why not, right?
Yes, because Austin Rivers and Jeff Teague battling for contract buyouts of the Bucks for a backup guard role in a role that could potentially be filled by other proven players on the roster is the most important topic right now.
That's why we hammered out a full episode on it.
Yeah, that's why we did. But we should wrap up this full episode, and I'll say thank you to everyone listening to this episode of the Eurostep here on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. If you did enjoy the show, make sure to show your love for the show. Leave a rating on Apple and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to tell all of your family and friends about the show, all the great content across the entire aforementioned Blue Wire Podcast Network. Stay safe, everyone. Austin Rivers, come on the pod, and we will talk to you next time.